This is Generation Justice, a multimedia project that trains youth to harness the power of media for social change. I'm Sammy Assad.
And I'm Kateri Zuni. The robust sharing of opinion and dissent are key to any healthy democracy, and tonight we celebrate those traditions.
Adrian Barboa of Strong Families New Mexico will share a powerful commentary.
Bill Jordan of New Mexico Voices for Children will join us for an update from the Roundhouse in this last week of the legislative session.
Our new segment, The Resistance Headlines, will look at the ways people are coming together in resistance around the country.
And our community calendar is full of ways for you to join the resistance acts in our area. First, we have music from local hip-hop artists Mamie Willis, Feisty, and Gravity. Here is Universe Inside.
Makes me tipsy all this inhaling, no exhaling, and the universe inside keeps getting bigger. Makes me tipsy all this inhaling, no exhaling, and the universe inside keeps getting bigger.
Miles of hurt, trials and tribulations, trying to get paid. Daily regulations all around states, cities and the graves. Lonely souls wander, trying to meet the fate. Every day's a struggle, every day's a hustle. Going through the streets, mind over matter. Steady getting mine as I climb up higher. Steady on my own, stay stacking high. Independent queen, loyal to the boss, loyal to the streets, universe flaw.
Tipsy all this inhaling, no exhaling, and the universe inside keeps getting bigger. Makes me tipsy all this inhaling, no exhaling, and the universe inside keeps getting bigger.
Can't find us, lost in our old mind, lost in sublime thoughts, like I'm in outer space, but I'm out of place. You can see it in my face, I'm gone, but lyrically I'm on, because if not from the heart, what have you got? A universe with no message, like someone who's not invested with their work. In the media, it's all about how their drugs work and how their girls twerk. Am I the only one? My head not in the clouds, but way beyond. Check 1, 2, can you hear me now? It's hard for y'all to hear me in the underground. While y'all have been lost, I've been found.
Inside keeps getting bigger. Makes me tipsy all this inhaling, no exhaling, and the universe inside keeps getting bigger.
Resistance, it's not a surprise. Jumping on the hottest of the day that we die. Bar for bar, we go my bar for bar. Bar for bar, better catch the vibe. Some lyricist, and it's not a surprise. Jumping on the hottest of the day that we die. Bar for bar, we go my bar for bar. Bar for bar, better catch the vibe.
Yo, hold on, I might spit ashes and casualty. I bring new clothes on the battlefield. You got no soul like a bony, no riding shield. I hit you in every spot. Magic like I can't feel Hurricane Sandy. I saw last Tuesday, you mad at me, sad, but it's true as the faculty. Yeah. That is a blast of me catching a fatal attraction. Making you power.
Yeah, super speed is what we need. Gravity in the mic, don't with the don't see. The realest MC you will ever meet, cause I'm killing the flow, so superb, you see.
I've been listening to that bass and that kick line. I feel like I'm finna blast off, it's my time. Astronomy, I can make the stars align. These bars are mine, I'm rapping like I'm Harlem's prime. Some lyricist, and it's not a surprise. Jumping on the hottest of the day that we die. Bar for bar, we go my bar for bar. Bar for bar, better catch the vibe. Some lyricist, and it's not a surprise. Jumping on the hottest of the day that we die. Bar for bar, we go my bar for bar. Bar for bar, better catch the vibe.
Underrated and always hated, and underappreciated when it comes to being the best. So invest in Southwest, cause there's only a few left that won't mess.
Don't mess with us. Tryna flex with us, only the best of us. Jet with us, ain't even the best of us. Murder us, now we got the squad with us, huh?
We murderous and call us Charles Manson without the mansion. We just basking in our glory. Half of these rappers bore me, that's why I jab to those who come before me.
Can we get back to the schedule programming? Gravity and dives in the studio, stay jamming. I ain't lying with this nappy hair, I ain't trying. Some lyricists and it's not a surprise. Dropping on the hottest of the day that we die. Bar for bar, we go my bar for bar. Bar for bar, better catch the vibe. Some lyricists and it's not a surprise. Dropping on the hottest of the day that we die. Bar for bar, we go my bar for bar. Bar for bar, better catch the vibe.
Lyricism with precision, ignite the emission. No need for parental provision, this is our discretion. We teach a lyrical lesson like it was our profession. Cause there ain't no messing with the lyrical Smith & Wesson. Attention, chilling with the Zilla, the lady killer. Destroying beats like Godzilla, the music killer.
I'm fresher than a newborn baby next to the veggie eye. I just hope the most of my homies can understand me now. Maybe my words too complex, I'ma have to break it down. Come around, talking all that mess, we gonna break you down.
Trapping when I go and showing and never knowing the flow and I never stumbling and going and never know it. Scared of a lyrical poet, slipping a lyrical ride out of my mind, cause I'm so sublime.
Here's some lyricists and it's not a surprise. Dropping on the hottest of the day that we die. Bar for bar, we go my bar for bar. Bar for bar, better catch the vibe. Here's some lyricists and it's not a surprise. Dropping on the hottest of the day that we die. Bar for bar, we go my bar for bar. Bar for bar, better catch the vibe. This ain't written, it's a freestyle. Homie, you look and see now. You see now, I'm just killing it. This ain't written. I get them bitten. I'm just spitting on the mic, cause I'm getting this rhythm like I'm getting this paper.
With this lyricism, I expel. I walk up beyond the hell. This is the ill mind of gravity. Wow, yeah. We just killing the mic flow with the freestyle. Everybody likes my straight style. No, here, wow. Yeah, so I'm just killing a villain, and everybody know the caps be peeling. Cause there ain't no weapon concealing the real villain. Like I was MC Ren, the Men in Black, hearing that. And this is Gravity with a lyrical attack.
Recently, the Albuquerque Journal published a powerful op-ed entitled New Mexico Needs to Tap into the Spirit of Matanza.
The writer, Adrienne Barboa, is a native New Mexican Chicana and mother of two. And she is a field director for Strong Families New Mexico.
In this commentary, Adrienne invokes the spirit of New Mexico and the importance of community. Now here's Adrienne with the spirit of Matanza.
In New Mexico, we take care of each other. It's just our way. For generations, my family has made it through tough times by supporting each other. My grandpa Barboa was a cattle rancher in Albuquerque, South Valley, and he used to tell me stories about the times when they would have a matanza so the community could get through a tough winter or poor summer harvest. I always love when our family has our matanzas. It is a time when we come together and celebrate each other. What my grandpa explained was something even more. A matanza is a way for everyone in the community to pitch in, make food to share, and help their neighbors. One day my grandpa shared a story about the vecina who lived down the road. She was raising her grandchildren, and there were times when he knew they didn't have enough food to eat. Other families, like my grandpa's, also were working hard and trying to make ends meet. But they all contributed to the matanza. My grandpa would slaughter a pig and offer it. That pig could have meant either money or a month's supply of food for his own family. Others would bring chile, wood for the fire, or homemade tortillas. Everyone gave what they could. They worked together to prepare and preserve food for the community to share. Then they celebrated because in coming together and in helping each other, they found a strength and joy that lifted them all and kept their community strong. Today, times are tough again for too many New Mexicans. Unfortunately, a matanza won't be enough to feed the hungry, provide health care, protect our children's education, or empower all families to succeed. But the spirit of the matanza is still strong. I hear a lot about New Mexican values, but my grandpa and others like him acted on their values of family and community. They cared for other New Mexicans, even when it meant slaughtering an expensive pig for the greater good of his community. I am reminded of this in my work today for Strong Families New Mexico as I meet with families in Bernalillo, Rio Riba, McKinley, and Doñana counties. People constantly say that they're willing to put in their share if it means their communities can have what it needs. They want to give what they can to help others. As the legislature and Governor Susana Martinez work to craft a budget that supports all New Mexicans, I hope that they remember our community's tradition of digging deep to help out. We are facing deep funding crisis within our schools, Medicaid healthcare services, our courts, and all the public agencies that are working to keep our community safe. We have to come together to protect New Mexico and repair the problem. A tax system that benefits the wealthy and taxes our working families the most? That's not the New Mexican way. Many legislative bills are being heard that would end tax loopholes, such as rolling back income tax breaks for upper-income households, responsibly taxing alcohol and tobacco products, freezing tax cuts for corporations that are from mostly out of state, and making sure remote internet sellers are paying the same taxes as our local businesses already do. New Mexicans are used to and more than willing to pay our fair share. Whether it's a matanza, the offering plate at church, or paying taxes, New Mexicans will give what they can to lift up others. I'm willing to pay my fair share. My grandpa definitely paid his fair share. Now we call on the legislature and Governor Martinez to support fairness in taxes so that all New Mexicans can continue our tradition of giving, sharing, and building what we need for all our familias across our state.
Thank you, Adrian Barboa, for that commentary. I appreciate what you said about taking care of each other. New Mexico is really a place that practices community and values of family. I don't think you could have said it any better.
As a reminder for listeners that we're always united, here's Read All About It by Emily Sunday.
You're biting your tongue. You've spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You've got a heart as loud as...
Bill Jordan is the Senior Policy Advisor and Government Relations Officer for New Mexico Voices for Children, where he lobbies for legislation to uplift families, children, and workers.
Christina Rodriguez had a phone conversation with Bill from the Roundhouse. Here's what he had to say about the legislative session.
This is Christina Rodriguez with Generation Justice, and I'm here today with Bill Jordan, the Senior Policy Advisor and Government Relations Officer for New Mexico Voices for Children. My first question for you, Bill, is can you give us an update on any major movements that have been happening at the legislature?
Sure. There is a lot happening, actually. You know, this is a 60-day session, and it usually gets off to a slow start. And now that we're down to the last week, a lot is happening. And there's some good things happening. There's an increase in the minimum wage that is moving along and looks good. One of those bills is for $9 an hour, and another bill is for $9.25 an hour. So that would be a wonderful boost for working families. The early childhood constitutional amendment passed in the House of Representatives and is now in the Senate, and that's worth celebrating. We're hopeful that it might continue to move in these last few days. And then the big story this year has been that the state is broke. We have no money and finding it hard to pay the bills. And so that has required either deep cuts to education and health care or finding new revenue. And it appears that there is, on the part of the legislature at least, there's a lot of interest in raising new revenue and trying to avoid more cuts to the schools. So we'll see how that plays out. There's a lot of movement in these last few days, but I'm hopeful that they'll reach a compromise and be able to avoid any more deep cuts.
And what should we be looking out for next week?
Well, a lot of activity, really, in those areas. None of those are done. All of them are moving pieces, and there will also be a lot going on behind the scenes. Conversations with the governor about what she will accept and what she won't. And it's a good time for people to weigh in on what they want. If you don't want cuts to K-12 education or higher ed, now is the time to voice that. If you want more funding for early childhood programs. Now is the time to voice that. And with the minimum wage, too, ask lawmakers to get the most that they can for working families.
What are some good ways that people can weigh in on those issues?
I would say call your own representative and your own senator and leave a message with the secretary and say, I would like to express my view that whatever, we should fund our schools, increase the minimum wage, pass the constitutional amendment for early childhood, any of those options.
Are there any other bills or issues that you think have come up towards the end of this legislative session that people should look out for?
Actually, there are several bills that deal with the lottery scholarship. It's not funded fully, and so they're trying to decide whether to trim back the amount of the scholarships that students get or whether to make it need-based so that those kids coming from low-income families would get more of a scholarship than those from high-income families, that kind of thing, or whether to seek more money to make sure that the scholarships are fully funded. There are several of those bills still moving, and I really don't have a clue which ones are going to pass. They're all still in play, so that's a good place to weigh in. If listeners feel that the scholarships should be full, they should voice that. If they think they should be need-based, they should express that view. And if they think that in order to fund more scholarships but at a lower level, they should express that too. All of those options are still out there in this last week.
Thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, just on the tax area, one of the other taxes that's still in play and undecided is the idea of taxing food. Some lawmakers want to find the extra revenue by taxing food. We think that's a bad idea because food is essential and we don't want people to have to buy either less food for their family or poorer quality food. So we think it's a bad idea to tax food and that they should find money somewhere else. But that's still an option. So, you know, if listeners feel strongly about whether we should or should not tax food, they could weigh in on that as well. It's still undecided.
Thank you so much for joining us, Bill.
Glad to do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill Jordan, for catching us up on these last important pieces of legislation. I'm excited to see what happens in the coming days.
We're definitely keeping our eyes open during the last week of the session. And now, in celebration of community and all things New Mexico, here's Feels Like Home, New Mexico True by Richmond.
Well, I've been treading water trying to make my way to you. My senses are enchanted when I'm lost in something new. And I hear your October skies are colored like an evening fire. And that sounds like something I could use.
With all that's happening under the new administration, it's important to stay aware and vigilant. And here at GJ, we like to find every way to feel empowered. We know resistance works.
So we bring you our newest segment, the Resistance Headlines, a look at the actions from the past week. Kazoo Haga and Roberto Rael helped us pull this together. Here we go.
It's week 6 of the Resistance. Town hall uprisings are continuing around the country. Fox News has been repeatedly defending CNN on air. And recent polls show that Trump is the first president of the post-World War II era with a net negative approval rating in his first gauge of public opinion.
George W. Bush, of all people, threw shade at Trump, saying that he doesn't like all the racism and power can be addictive and corrosive. And, quote, the media is indispensable to democracy. It's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power, whether it be here or elsewhere.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee follows Oregon's lead and issues an executive order banning state employees from helping ICE. The Supreme Court ruled that gerrymandering in Virginia specifically targeted black voters in order to make other districts more white and Republican. Also, San Francisco cuts all ties with the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Last week, we saw 4 days of protest in Washington, D.C. by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, the Indigenous Environmental Network, and the Native Organizers Alliance. Across the country, thousands marched in solidarity with the Native Nations Rise movement, including here in New Mexico.
Also in New Mexico, House Bill 284 passed the House floor. It's a bill that would retain and expand access to contraception, protect contraceptive coverage, require coverage for a year's supply of contraception at once, remove barriers to contraception for men, and guarantee patient choice and method.
There was a huge win in the New Mexico House of Reps last week, as State Rep Jim Trujillo, post-open heart surgery, showed up to vote and pass the proposed constitutional amendment to provide more funding for early childhood education using New Mexico's land-grant permanent fund.
On International Women's Day, the four main organizers of the Women's March on Washington were arrested in New York City in a rally, but then released. Here at UNM, around 300 people showed up to march for women's rights.
That's our resistance headlines this week. Thank you to all of the individuals, organizations, and groups who have not given up hope. We haven't either, and we'll continue sharing the resistance with all of you. Now back to the music. Here's Les Artistes by Santa Gold.
I'm Yusuf Amr. Next, we have Try Again by Aaliyah and My Home by Nika.
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat. Step two. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat.
Way. Would you give up or try again if I hesitate to let you in? Know what you be yourself.
As I wanna should it dug it dug dug dug. I don't know what tomorrow will be.
We've come to the end of another great show. We would like to thank our guests, Adrian Barboa and Bill Jordan, for sharing with us, and our co-hosts, Alicia Hernandez and Yusuf Amr.
Production assistance came from Matthew Brown and Roberta Rael, with editing assistance from Christina Rodriguez.
Our show tonight was engineered by Kamaria Umi. And a special thank you to all of our youth producers who make this show possible. We could not do what we do without you.
Stay connected with us. Check out our website, generationjustice.org, where you can listen to all our past radio programs, see music playlists, read our blogs, watch videos, and so much more. Our podcasts are available on iTunes, so be sure to subscribe and rate us.
We are also active on social media, so make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Generation Justice is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation with additional funding from the McCune Foundation, Con Alma Health Foundation, the Albuquerque Community Foundation, and, of course, all of you who have contributed to our project by visiting our website and clicking donate. I'm Sammy Assad.
And I'm Kateri Zuni. Coming up on KUNM is Spoken Word, so stay tuned and join us next Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Our last song is about the injustice and occupation in Palestine. Here's Zahrat al-Madin by Fairuz.
Madina